This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
I have been going along all day thinking today was Friday, but I know that it is actually Thursday night. It is. Took me a while to realize that, though. Don't know where the shift came from. Welcome. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, which means it is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Everybody take the pledge right now. Raise your right hand. I state your name. Promise Bill that I will buy all of my ammo from AmmunitionDepot.com. Hope that's not putting too many of you out too fur. Hey, well, good news next week. In one night next week, we're going to have both the doctors for responsible gun ownership with Dr. Jonna Dean. And then in the next hour, we're going to have Masad Ayoub. That's all coming up on Tuesday. I got that all cemented today. I'm very happy. Very happy about that one. Very happy about it. Every day at about 3 p.m. in... I don't know exactly where this is. It's the township is called Upper Darby. And every day at 3 p.m., there's 6 to 8 township police officers in the area near the Upper Darby High School as nearly 4,000 kids pour out of the building on Lansdowne Avenue near the school lane. And most of the kids and most of the days are good, according to Michael Chitwood, who's the superintendent of police there. This past Friday was not. That afternoon alone, police responded to 3 fights in 3 locations near the school. When the dust settled, 8 teens, ages 13 to 17, were charged with crimes, and 2 officers were injured so severely that it's unclear when they'll be able to return to work, according to the superintendent. The most egregious of the incidents took place on Wayne Avenue near Marshall Road, less than a mile from the high school. There, an officer broke up a fight between 2 teen boys that had attracted a large crowd at that location. He was holding one of the combatants at bay when the teen's opponent attacked the police officer. He's trying to break up the fight. Now he's fighting 2 of them, and he's calling for an assist officer at the same time. While all this is happening, 40 to 50 kids are watching the fight, and now they're all closing in and moving in on the officer. When? Out of nowhere. A 35-year-old gun owner with a concealed carry permit stepped out of his house, got involved, came out of his house with a gun in his hand, and he told the teens to get away from the cop. Now, see, I would have done it just ever so slightly different. I would have come out with an AR slung over my chest, just so they understood that, I'm at one magazine away from making sure each and every one of you gets at least one round. Buddies. I don't know what he came out with. Apparently he came out with a handgun. The 35-year-old gun owner kept the group of teens at bay until the responding officers arrived. Not only did the officer who tried to break up the fight suffer significant hand injuries, but an officer who responded to the request for backup also received a major injury to a leg when he was kicked by one of the teens in the fight. Two juveniles in that fight each were charged with aggravated assault on police, riot harassment, and related offenses. They were remanded to the Delaware County Juvenile Detention Facility in Lima. Six more youths were arrested for fighting around the same time that day at two other locations near the school. One was sent to the juvenile detention facility, and the other five were released to a parent or guardian. Six of the eight arrested students attend Upper Darby High. The seventh attends Beverly Hills Middle School. The eighth goes to a school in Ridley Township. Superintendent Chitwood said there's thousands of kids that walk to and from that school without a problem, but every once in a while, you get these wannabe gangsters, and if they want to be gangsters, we treat them like gangsters. Since that Friday, the after-school patrols near Upper Darby High have doubled. Our goal is to make sure these kids get home safe, according to the superintendent. I can't emphasize it enough, but the majority of these kids are decent kids. And, you know, that's... That part of it, you know, I get that. I get that most everything is... For the most part, decent. I agree with that. But tonight, there's going to be some things that I'm going to point out that, despite the fact that I think that for the most part, everybody's pretty decent, whether it's the kids at Upper Darby High or the people around us all the time, or law enforcement, which I think for the most part has a very thankless job, and does the very best they can, and they're pretty decent people. We're still going to focus on some negativity tonight, simply because seems to be a lot of it flaring up. And that's bothering me. That's bothering me that a lot of it is flaring up all of a sudden. It bothers me, you know, when I was a kid, and I was a kid being bused into, I was being bused into an integrated place. I had to be bused 40 miles to go to a school in a black community so it could be integrated. Never had a lick of trouble. I mean, literally, in the 2 years I went there back in the 70s, not one lick of trouble. Never. I'm, you know, laughed my fourth point of contact off a lot. Had a great time. Knew plenty of people, black, white, plaid, didn't matter. I, you know, got along with everybody as best I could. There would be fights, to be sure, but it was never what they told us it was going to be. You know, everybody, well, you're going to a black school. That's going to be horrible. You don't know what's going to happen to you. And, but it never materialized. Never materialized. They were just, you know, like me, they were junior high school kids. So, but we never would have thought about fighting a cop. We never would have thought about fighting a cop. Now you got these high school kids closing in on a cop. You got one jumping on a cop. If that cop had pulled his gun and started perforating some of those little darlings, can you imagine the outcry that would have been there? And yet, you know what? He would have been right to do so. He would have been right to do so. I myself, you know, now that I have this you can't see it if you're in radio land, and you can't see it if you're on video. Right here, I have a scar right here, right now. And that scar, when I cough and when I sneeze, I feel that scar every day. And I have decided that if some young kid that's in his 30s or 20s comes up on me and he's bigger than me, which that's going to be a pretty big kid, I'm just going to look at him and I'm going to go, you know, young man, this is what they refer to as disparity of force. Yeah. I'm not even going to mess with you, okay? If you try to do something to me, I'm going to stop you, and disparity of force here allows me to do whatever lethal means I need to. And you can just run that around your little Neanderthal Cro-Magnon head there, buddy. I'll give you, you can choose whichever one, Neanderthal Cro-Magnon, I don't care. This cop in Upper Darby Township would have been justified in killing some of these little darlings, and all the parents would have been like, why couldn't you shot him in the leg? Well, I talked about that last night. You don't want to get shot in the leg. So I saw that, and I was just thinking, hey, how would I have done that if I'd seen a cop getting, I would have stepped out onto my porch, eating my apples. I eat a lot of apples now for roughage. Having my apples with my AR-15 slung, going, hey, children's, don't get near the cop. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Started out as sort of like a tragic story with a bad ending, then it turned into a good story, so we're going to talk about it. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First got wind of this yesterday from my buddy in Michigan, DeCorzo. He sent me a little text on this, so I knew about it, but I just didn't. The text just wasn't enough to go on. But this, it's started out sort of bad, and it turned into something better. But anyway, there was an employee at the Grant General Motors Technical Center in Warren, Michigan. She was stabbed in the neck and in the back by someone. There, the valet service supervisor, who had a valid CPL, pulled his gun to stop the attack, which he did stop the attack. Let's see, Ross Harder, the SP plus valet supervisor, whatever that is, was heading into work Wednesday morning at the General Motors Technical Center in Warren when he heard a cry for help. The lady kept saying, "I'm dying, someone help," and it was just a natural reaction. He said, "I just see this lady getting stabbed. I only had like half a second to think, and I unholstered my firearm and pointed it at her to drop the knife." The stabber, the assailant, was a 32-year-old woman. She had came to see the employee. They argued in the lobby, then went outside where the suspect pulled a knife, stabbing her multiple times in the neck, back, and abdomen. Sarter told the woman to freeze until she was arrested by police. They said, "You probably saved this woman's life." And Sarter said, I hope so. I hope she makes it. Maybe those few seconds before the police arrived could be the difference between life and death. The victim, identified as Stephanie Kerr, is in critical condition, and lucky the stabbing didn't go any further, according to city officials, all of which is why Sarter said he was surprised to be fired on the spot by a GM employee, then escorted off the property. He said, "You shouldn't have had a firearm here," Sarter said. "After this is done, he needs to be escorted off the property. He's not welcome back here." Sarter said, "I was really bummed out. I got a little emotional." Sarter, who has a valid CPL, works for a company contracted by GM. He says he started working on the grounds in December and was never informed of a no-gun policy. GM officials, at this particular point when this was coming out, though, denied firing him, saying in a statement, "Because this is an ongoing investigation, we cannot comment. However, we can say GM has not requested the valet be dismissed. To our knowledge, the valet remains an employee of the vendor." Police and Mayor of Warren, Jim Fouts, say Sarter is a hero who should be honored. Had it not been for his quick action and quick thinking, pulling out his concealed weapon, she might have been murdered on the site. Sarter said he has no regrets. "If I could save this woman's life over a job, I can get another job." But then later, this came out. It did turn out that he was credited with saving a life. Yes, 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 yes. And while GM released very few details, the mayor and the mayor and everybody's heaping this praise on him, turns out he wasn't fired. Turns out he's not going to be fired as of right now. Now, the mayor, Fouts, he said he heard the valet service fired Sarter because he violated his contract, which prohibited him from carrying a weapon. Email and voicemail messages from the Free Press were left with the valet service. Fouts later said on Facebook that the decision was overruled by higher-ups, and he now has a job back. Let's tip our hats to these guys who had the fortitude inside their intestines to stand up and realize that somebody had done a good thing. And maybe it was against the rules, but how do you argue with success? How do you argue with saving a life? And let's hat tip Diderot Sarter, who did save a 52-year-old woman from being murdered by some very quick action. Had he not legally exercised the Second Amendment rights, this woman would probably not be alive today to be in critical conditions. So, It's interesting the way this transpired. This reminds me of the doctor in Pennsylvania, I think it was, where he carried the gun into the the gun-free zone and stopped a mass murder from going on down. Watched his, he watched his social worker get murdered in front of him, and then he took a couple of rounds himself. But he fought back and he killed this guy who had plenty of ammunition left to go down the hallway, which apparently was his aim and his goal. This is what this reminds me of. And he broke what has to be now considered a stupid rule because they have seen what happens. Here's a guy sees a stabbing going on, an assault with a deadly weapon. He pulls his gun. Most people would think, I just blowed her away, man. I just shot her. Well, no, not this guy. Not this guy. Not young Mr. Sarter. He came out and he took care of business. He took care of business. And anytime you see this, where this happens, I remember my dad when my dad was when I was younger, he had this cornfield. And every year he would pull out his .22 rifle. And the first time, first bunch of crows would come, he'd kill about three of them and nail them to a wall and stick them near the cornfield to keep the other crows away. Like, crows, if you come here, I'm going to kill you to death too. And this 32-year-old assailant being stopped, this is the crow that's been nailed to the wall. And everybody knows this starter kid is still on station. This is nothing but good. This is nothing but absolute goodness. This is self-defense, Second Amendment goodness. And the best part of it is I can't wait for one of the people like Sharpton or Jackson to get out there and call for gun control, because young starter is a black American, I believe he is. Yeah. Just from the looks of the pictures and everything. Either that or he has one of the most admirable tans I've ever seen in my life, but I don't think that's the case. I think this is a young man who just happens to be a young black American man who played the game exactly the way the rules are saying you have to play it, and then when the time came, he took care of business. Good for him. Good for him. Good man. Good American. I only hope that if I'm ever put in the same position, I react the same way Sarter did, because he was ready to go if he had to. Apparently it didn't work out to where he had to go do that. Good for him. Good for everybody concerned. He saved a life. God bless America. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now we're getting ready to go somewhere I haven't ever really been before, but that's okay because I like going to new places. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Take the pledge. I pledge to buy all my ammo at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've decided to, since I had to take a very hard look at some things in the last couple of days, I've decided to just continue that and continue to take hard looks at things, to attack my totems, if you will. I have been and will continue to be a supporter of law enforcement. But I have to take a very hard look at it. Now let's put a few things to rest really quick. Facts are gonna matter. People like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin, they were not some innocent gunned down in cold blood by civilians or by police. And it is far from obvious that black Americans are killed by police at meaningfully higher rates than white Americans. They're actually killed at not much lower rates, but in lower rates. There's more white people killed by cops because there's more white people. Okay, black America is only 13% of America. Let's go ahead and put a pin in all of those questions for the moment and take everything I just said and swipe it to the side. When you look in certain areas, is it that difficult? Here in Greenville, South Carolina, just the other day, they sentenced a sheriff's deputy to time served for taking bribes. And this guy was he's like a master deputy. I think he was up there in the hierarchy. That's why the sitting sheriff is having trouble right now with his reelection. When you look at law enforcement agencies, particularly those in a big Democrat-run city, where they're infamous for corruption in the big Democratic-controlled government, why would you think the cops would not be corrupt? How is it that conservatives would find it so plausible or obvious that the IRS has been weaponized, the EPA has been weaponized, the Atlanta public schools are corrupt and self-serving? How is it that we don't believe the Baltimore police might somehow be corrupt a bit in the city where the government is corrupt? Is it possible that what really is at play here is an emotional response to protest culture? When you see the Black Lives Matter miscreants, and I do believe they are, and Baltimore rioters on one side of the line, instinctively conservatives like me want to be on the other side of the line. That same thing happened with the Iraq War protests. When the dirty hippies take to the barricades, conservatives are drawn to the other side. Sometimes this can lead to some bad decisions and some bad thinking on our side. We start to, when we get out there and go ahead and let things happen by default, and we stop doing critical thinking and examination of things, we're getting in trouble. Just yesterday, former Los Angeles Sheriff Lee Baca announced that he would plead guilty to criminal charges related to systemic misconduct in his department, specifically to a charge of lying to investigators in an effort to cover up that wrongdoing. This was a crazy story. At one point, the sheriff's department, under investigation by FBI agents who had cultivated a prisoner to act as an informant, moved the snitch that they had cultivated to a secret cell where he was held under a false name to keep him away from the feds. Baca's top aide was indicted for that. Among the evidence was a courteous email circulated to jailers thanking them for not asking too many questions. Baca was also very well known for only giving out concealed carry permits in L.A. to his little crony buddies and people such as that. He created a special reserves program that served as a backdoor for issuing concealed carry permits. One special reservist was arrested for brandishing a weapon in public less than a month after being sworn in. Another very, very special reservist was shortly thereafter indicted on international money laundering charges. L.A. sheriff's elections are technically nonpartisan, but Baca was closely allied with the city's Democratic political machine. There are a great many investigations of police misconduct in Baltimore, where the local police behave more like the militia of a third world warlord than a police agency. Today it's the L.A. sheriff. Before that, it was the L.A. Police Department, whose anti-gang task force became a rolling crime wave of its own, with 70 officers eventually implicated in unlawful shootings, bank robbery, drug dealing, theft, planting false evidence, framing suspects, destroying evidence of their wrongdoing, and the usual perjury, perjury, perjury. Then came Luis Eppolito and Stephen Caracappa, two NYPD detectives who went to work for the Gambino family, doing everything they were asked to do, and to include racketeering, extortion, drug dealing, murder, and conspiracy to commit murder, running an illegal gambling ring, obstruction of justice. One of their favorite things to do was to go find somebody the mob was looking for and arrest him and then deliver him to them and leave him with them. That had just to be just all kinds of fun. An NYPD officer was awarded $15 million in damages for being kidnapped and beaten inside his own home by other NYPD officers with a score to settle with him. Honolulu announced in 2015 that they fired a record number of officers for misconduct. Cop in Memphis is being charged with official repression, though not rape, for using his position to pressure a woman into performing a sex act on him while he was on duty. Pittsburgh's DA is refiling criminal charges against a police officer for assaulting a man while moonlighting as a security officer. A New Orleans police officer saw a 17-year sentence reduced for his conviction in burning the body of a man improbably shot by another New Orleans police officer. you know, you get out there and you say these things happen, but if you look at the way things are going on, all of these things seem to happen last Friday. All these things came to a head last Friday. All of these cases, all of this stuff just came to a head. And why should we, as conservatives and Republicans, be defensive of about the fact that Baltimore and L.A. and Cleveland and Honolulu are misgoverned to various degrees of criminality? We shouldn't, you know, it's okay to admit this. In Baltimore, DeRay McKeeson is now a Baltimore mayoral candidate. Al Sharpton, well, he's being courted right now by Bernie Sanders, looking for that street cred. Sharpton is a grotesque caricature of a man, one of the most dishonest people in American public life. But that does not mean that the people running Baltimore and its police department are also crooked. So some police officers are heroes, no doubt about it, and some are villains. And when they are, they're abusing a bunch of power given to them by a position. Most are ordinary time-serving municipal employees like any other. And telling ourselves otherwise is sentimental rubbish. We do not have to buy into the lie that Michael Brown was shot for sport by racist police. We do not have to tolerate riots. We do not have to endorse or even passively accept the incontinent, irrational, and reliably dishonest rhetoric coming from the likes of the Black Lives Matter. But they're not all angels, to be sure. And like all politicians, they should be watched as well. We will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
It's a very broad question, so we're going to tackle it here, because I like these broad questions. I'm feeling sort of aggressive tonight. I don't know if you can tell that. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Take the pledge. Take the lock and load pledge. For a lot of people that have maybe just getting into concealed carry, or gun owners just beginning to start taking classes, a lot of them will ask how many rounds are fired in a typical gunfight. Now, this is an innocent question. The proper answer to how many rounds will you fire in a gunfight is how many rounds does it take to put them down. That's how many rounds you fire. If you fire two and he goes down, done. Make sure he is down, stays down, try to get his weapon away from him, take cover. Good to go. Way to go, dude or young lady. If, on the other hand, you have to shoot him eight or nine times to get him down, well, okay. This is why we like high-capacity semi-automatic pistols. But it is a very broad question, and the only way to tackle it is by breaking it into pieces. Another very big problem is trying to find the answer to this question is that statistics aren't uniformly kept for all incidences involving self-defense. A lot of it happens and we never know it happened. More specifically, it's difficult to find reliable, and that would be independent, actually, John Lott collects statistics on self-defense by law-abiding citizens and not law enforcement officers. That's why you can start with law enforcement. There's actually detailed reports about that. And the model for self-defense shootings for concealed carriers will be very different than law enforcement officers. Law enforcement is likely the nearest correlation we're going to have. It's a little different for us as concealed carriers because we don't have to Mirandize, okay? We don't have to run to trouble. If there's trouble out there in front of us, we can try to get away from it. Okay, we can try to skirt it, go around it. We do not have to engage if we don't want to. And all we have to do is decide that we have to determine that we're in imminent danger of being badly beaten, grievously hurt, or killed. And at that point, hey, off we go. So let's look at what law enforcement does. And this is a rough number because in self-defense situation, it's a matter of the courts to decide how many rounds, and that would entail digging through hundreds of thousands of court cases and drawing stats from that. And nobody's ever independently done that. There's also shootings that are either not recorded, reported, or documented properly. So let's look at cops. 2015 report on law enforcement officers killed and assaulted from the FBI is still being tabulated this year. Because this year is so young. Examining old stats from 2012 gives you an interesting picture of officer-related injury. When you update to 2014, you're seeing the most common point of entry for officer-related deaths are the armhole shoulder area of the bulletproof vest. The most common ammunition type, so far as handguns is concerned, is 9mm. The most common point of entry resulting in an officer death was the front of the head or front of the upper torso. Unfortunately, nowhere in the stats is there an accurate accounting for the number of rounds required to get to that result. And to be honest, those stats only reflect armed criminals and are not really reflective of a law-abiding daily carrier. If you examine those stats a little closer, you can get down to the distances at which these officers were shot and killed. What's that conclusion? Well, there is none. The only other place we could possibly go is the Department of Defense statistics on the average number of rounds expended in a firefight. And again, that information wouldn't be accurate either because concealed carriers don't get into protracted offensive operations like military units would. And plus, most of us don't carry around a saw. And I mean a squad automatic weapon, not a saw. Why the number of gun shops? Does it matter? I mean, you know, should it? If you ask different people, different experts, whether they be former or even current military, law enforcement, private security, they'll give you a slightly different answer. And let's stay away from the hype. The anecdotal information is going to yield a reasonable answer. What's important is that you train and practice with the gun you carry every day. That's vital. If your gun has only two shots in it, but you feel confident that you can defend your life adequately with just two bullets, that's your choice. Live it. Work with it. Not going to tell someone carrying a five-round concealed carry revolver that they're not doing it right. That man feels confident with his revolver. That's going to help him get through a self-defense shooting. It's good to be confident. It's good to be confident. Now, as someone who looks at a lot of news dealing with self-defense shootings, I'll say this. Very rarely does the attacker just collapse immediately. The location of the shot is actually more important than the caliber. Just recently, outside a nightclub in Texas, two brothers self-defensively shot a mugger 7 or 8 times, and he still ran away. And chances are a lot of those shots were center mass. And that didn't stop the guy from running. Other incidences show that a single gunshot was sufficient to stop the attacker. And here's some realities that you'll be facing. Each incident will be unique to you and your training. So stress on the training needs to be employed. You need to introduce that. Train with the gun you most reliably feel will get you through a gunfight. I saw a guy the other day. There's this website called Everyday Carry. And the guy had an STI pistol. And STI has been a sponsor of mine before. And now that STI has fired everybody that I liked at STI, I don't feel too bad about saying this, that every STI pistol that I ever got had issues. First STI pistol I got, when the first round went downrange, the extractor flew out of the slide. The second STI pistol I had, which was my favorite, it was a big double stack 1911 size pistol. It was a great gun, man. It was a great gun. Except for before I ever fired it, the sear got damaged, and every time I would drop the slide, the hammer would go with it. Nonetheless, in one of these everyday carry things, this guy's got an STI pistol, and he's talking about how with his Glocks he had so many failure to fires and so many stoppages, and with the STI he had none of that. And if that works for him, good. My history with various types of guns I have tried to get away from Glock. I have tried to stay away from Glock. I've gone to SIG. I've gone to Smith. I've gone to STI. I've carried 1911s. I've carried 9mm. I had a little snubby one time. And I mean, I keep coming back to this, to my Glock 19, to my Agency Arms Glock 19. For those that would say, Bill, it's customized. That means they're going to try to crucify you in a court of law, Bill. You shouldn't have done all that. Yeah, well, they're going to anyway. That's why I have second call defense, so they can get out there and say, well, he did that, so he shoot the right thing. I'll let those lawyers deal with that. That's one less thing I have to worry about. Randall Flagg, of course, you can call in. You can call in anytime you want. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want as long as it has something to do with something I'm talking about, okay? Is my plate so full I can't take a call? Talk radio, man. It's talk radio. Why do I fight the force? I'm being accused of being a fanboy. Are you accusing me of being a fanboy? I'm not a Glock fanboy. I don't want to like Glock. Gaston Glock is a despicable person, and I don't want to like Glock. The problem is that Glock comes in at a price point. If H&K was a little more civilian friendly, I'd probably try to get with H&K. I'd probably go VP9. However, H&K are very difficult to deal with. And I mean, people like Larry Vickers have a hard time dealing with them. So, and I'm not Larry Vickers, so just imagine what I would go through with them. So, if you want to call me a Glock fanboy, I'm an Agency Arms fanboy is what I am. Glock just happens to be what they work on. If that's Randall calling in, tell him we're going into the flip around the corner break, to ask him to hold on, please. Randall, you should wait. I mean, we're about to go into the next hour, but we can open that up with a phone call. Train with some stress, that means you can run from point to point, get that breathing up. Carry what you're comfortable carrying, whether it's what I carry, what you like, whatever it is. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.